Are you done? It's been nearly 30 minutes and I grow so impatient. It was fun at first, this cat and mouse game of ours. But how about we close the curtains on this act? Again? Really? Fine. I can't believe you made me tackle you like this. That is quite enough dashing around. Aren't you tired? You should be glad I'm sitting on you like this. It forces you to lay down and breathe. Listen at you. Your lungs are probably on fire after all that fleeing. Get off. You're cute when you're all angry and out of breath. Putting on a tough front just for me. How adorable. Strange, though. You don't really smell like fear. And your eyes? They burn very brightly for someone being sat upon by a hungry vampire such as myself. Are you sure you're not a hunter? Books? You think reading books on vampires makes you an expert? Do you also read about brain surgery? Please. Enlighten me with... Is that... Did you just pull a cross necklace out of your shirt? No. No, not that. Anything but that. Please. I'm sorry. Forgive me. It's just so hard to keep a straight face. I was never a good actress. Please, tell me, what else have your silly books taught you? A little graveyard dirt in your pocket? Let me guess. You carry around a clove of garlic in your backpack. Ooh, or better yet, a wooden stake to go through my poor little heart. Oh, are you starting to feel a bit nervous now, Finally beginning to realize your situation? If it makes you feel better, the stake through the heart? Definitely a major inconvenience. I would likely be out of commission for at least 2 days. I'm curious, though. Tell me... name. Right. Chit-chat. Introductions. Blah, blah. At my age, you tend to forget the little things. I'll go first. My name is Sable. And you are? Well, come now, don't be shy. You might as well tell me before I end your cute little life. You might even sway my opinion. What? You think I'm just going to kill you and that's that? Drain your blood and go? Please. Don't be so cynical. There are many possibilities. You know, I could use a good thrall. Or maybe even a new partner. Yes. Yes, a new partner. My old one. Well. I don't know if I want to talk about it. Well, aren't you nice all of a sudden? If you insist, my partner was destroyed. Hunters set a trap and caught them in. I told them not to go out and feed alone, to wait for me. But alas, they were always so stubborn. It was only a year ago, still. I miss them terribly. How long were we together? Roughly 200 years, give or take. Don't think too hard on that. Well, that was quite rude of you. But yes, I am very, very old. I said not to think too hard on it. Look how you're staring at me now. Eyes full of curiosity. Don't look away. I like the view. It's been a while since any human has looked at me with something other than hatred, anger, or the usual fear. Where was I? Yes, my old partner. You've made me nostalgic. Good strategy for a prey such as yourself, Partner, spouse, what's the difference? We hunted together, we fed together, we survived together, slept together, we kept each other safe together. Why didn't they stay with me? Let me ask you something, human. Would you leave me? Would you go off and do something careless without me? Ah, good answer. Are you just saying that because I have you pinned to the ground? Is it because I'm a predator staring down at you? Or is it because a pretty girl such as myself is straddling you? I wonder. Does it arouse you to have a girl sitting on you like this? And if I rotate my hips like this? Do you like that? Is that what you fancy? What you dream about at night? Relax. I'm not going to hurt you yet. I've started having fun, if I'm honest. And you're such a good playmate. You haven't pissed yourself in fear, passed out, or struggled so much I just had to kill you. Let me ask you another question. Would you like to leave this life behind? To come with me? No, not as my thrall. I wouldn't want you to be a bloodthirsty, mindless oaf. No, you're too good for that. Too entertaining so far. Let me tell you the truth. Person to person. I've been lonely. I mourned for so long, but my love, they're not coming back. I must let them go. It's unhealthy to hold on to this and pretend I'm okay by myself. I need a new partner. Someone to watch my back while hunting. Or sleeping. I think you could be the one. I think you will be the one. I see the light in your eyes. I've seen it before in others, but yours is different. Vibrant. It almost gives me chills. I must have it. I want to keep your eyes with me, forever. Come with me. Become what I am. I can teach you how to thrive. What do you say, human? Yes. You will have to leave behind your friends and family. But you will have to do that no matter what. It's really not optional. Of course. Naturally, do you think you're really going to be allowed to leave alive? Don't count on it, human boy. Life won't be so bad. Think of all the things you'll be able to do with the new strength and speed that come with vampirism. You'll easily outrun anyone you know, even on their bikes. Plus the strength. Just look at me. A petite girl like me holding down a big man like yourself. Do you think I'd be able to do this otherwise? No, that's not enough to tempt you. What about the immortality? I suppose it's not true immortality, but you'll stay eternally young. And think of all the things you'll see. Look what I've seen. I was born in 1732. Can you imagine living through history like this? I know, and I've seen things historians will never write about in your textbooks. There was no electricity when I was born. No antibiotics, no nothing. If it weren't for my master, I would be dead by now of who knows what. Disease. Famine, infections, war, child labor? Things were so different. But look at the world now. Look at the advancements. You could watch time move with me without being caught up in its flow. An immortal amongst men. Together. You would never be alone. I will never leave you. And of course, let's not forget your power, whatever it may be. Everyone always gets so excited over their power. What? Your little book didn't teach you that? Yes. All vampires get a unique power, from telekinesis to pyrokinesis. You could end up with a magnitude of impressive or not so impressive abilities. Yes, some of them are more impressive than others. It's a bit of a gamble. One vampire I know can fly above the cities and towns without wings to power her. And another I know, well, he can create small bursts of confetti from his fingertips. That's it. It's great for parties, however. Me? You want to know my power? Do you want to see what I can do, human? There you are. Wow, I didn't think you could turn that pale. You've gone whiter than me. What's wrong? You've never seen someone pop their own arm off their body? Don't worry, don't worry. It goes back on. See? There? All good as new. I should have popped my head off. I bet you would have pissed yourself then. Yes, I can do my head as well. I can do all my limbs and each individual finger and toe as well. My master says it's because I'm an absolute doll. But I'm really not sure why this is my power. Comes in handy, however, in specific situations. It's not the best, I'll admit, or the coolest, but I have fun with it. Unfortunately, I don't know you well enough to tell you what your power could be, or even give it a guess. What do you think it would be? An interesting choice, to be sure. I hope that's what you want to happen as an ability. So, will you agree? Will you come with me? Be mine. Forever. Or die here in this alley. I thought you might say so. Lie still. This may hurt a little bit. You'll feel a sting at first, but afterwards it should become quite pleasurable. Get ready. Goodbye, human. Oh, you taste wonderful. I haven't tasted anyone with blood like this in a while. Like a refreshing glass of water, I suppose. Oh, come, quickly. Let me get my wrist for you. Drink. Drink from me. Don't be afraid. Drink, my new love. Yes. That feels nice. It's all right. Take all you can. More will make the transformation easier. I love the way your lips feel on my skin. Are you done? Good. Good. Now rest. Rest, my love. Tomorrow, we will journey together. You and I. Forever.